This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. Go check it out. So as I was browsing through the morning news, I caught this really cool article about the core development program that the NHL and the NHLPA has come together on to try to help players to prepare for what happens after hockey while they're still playing hockey, not while they're walking off into the sunset or in their twilight years, as this article put it. And I love this idea. I think it's a really good idea if the players actually take advantage of it. I mean, first and foremost, you always want to see people have success after their career. They put a lot into their career and they do a lot for an organization, the NHL in this case, and you'd like to see them do something for the player in return. Believe me, money's being made for the NHL at these guys' expenses. While they're making money right now, keeping a lifestyle like they have while they're playing, after they're playing, is going to be a rough gig. And remember that hockey players are not your average citizens. They put a lot on hold to play the game, and their time isn't really as plentiful as some might imagine. Players arrive early to games, practices most days, talk to media, have wives and lives and businesses that they have to run on the outside, and there's the business of being an athlete. Look, I'm not trying to say that these guys got a raw deal or something like that. This is awesome. This is something that most people don't get to do, and you absolutely take advantage of it when you can, but there is a downside, and a lot of times that has to do with not doing anything else but thinking, drinking, sleeping, obsessing over hockey all the time, every time, and stressing a lot about being able to do it for the rest of your life. The article we're speaking of is in sportsnet.ca, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes so that you can go and check it out as well. In this article, they talk about a study that basically says that players who are thinking about this kind of thing and having this kind of counseling while they're playing actually play better. They perform better on the ice. And it got us to thinking, like, why would that be? What could possibly be happening there? And then it dawned on me that there's got to be a lot of pressure for these guys as they're playing. I mean, if you're a fringe player, and believe me, not everybody's a star player, you're playing for your job every single night. If you put together a bad month, a bad week, maybe just a bad season, there's a good chance you're going to get traded, you're going to get sent down to the minors, or maybe you're just not going to have a job. It's a lot of pressure, and you've been spending your whole life getting good enough to play in the NHL, so to stay there is something you really want to do. And maybe you don't have a backup plan. Maybe you got to the college you got to because you play hockey. Maybe you didn't even go to a college. Somehow you're playing hockey, and after that, you have to go be a regular human. You have to be able to do a job. Maybe it's accounting. Maybe you're going to be an engineer, or maybe you don't know how to do any of that. So this is a really good program for people to start thinking about that, and I think that the NHL is doing the right thing, probably inspired by the NHLPA. The article goes on to mention a couple of players who are thinking about this, and they are nearing the end of their career, but they're probably successful enough to use some of that career to help them in their new careers. The most fun one for me is Zdeno Chara, who just got his real estate license. Now, this cracks me up for a couple of reasons. One, he's Chara. He's this huge monster as a man. He's going to, like, walk people around and say, "Hi there, little kids," with his big, tall, 8'29" body. It's really entertaining to me that Chara is going to be a real estate agent. At the same time, I think it's really awesome. I bet he's going to be awesome at it. There's a couple of other guys in the league, actually, who are trying to get their real estate licenses right now. Good on them. And if you were wondering, like we were, what some of the ex-Avs are doing at this point, the ones that I happen to know right now are that Biller is still with the Avs, working in some sort of management role and doing a good job of it. He's been there for a while, whatever he's doing. Riker is doing the Avs commentary with Kyle Keefe, which is awesomeness. I think we can all agree on that. Parker is still around. He did Lucky 27 for a while, the barber shop that was also a tattoo shop. It was also a place where a lot of Avs went to get those things done and have a cigar with Parks. And Drury, I know, has a pizza joint somewhere with some of his college buddies that he put together after he ended his career. I've always wondered what some of these guys would do if they didn't make it into the league, and I'm guessing that some of the people I just mentioned, something like that, something in the management for somebody like a Biller. Riker is just a guy who likes to talk and have fun, and he got an opportunity to do that from his playing career. There are avenues for these guys that are in the league at the same time. I mean, I really think this program is going to be a way too to kind of educate people and get them ready for careers within the NHL, working in some fashion, either for the team or the NHL themselves. So to wrap this up, go read the article and see what you think of it. You can even get back to me and tell me what you think of it. At the end of the day, I think that if this works the way it's intended to and the players actually take advantage of it, it's going to be a win for everyone all the way around. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go to ColoradoHockey.com and click on Get It on iTunes or go to your favorite podcast tool and search for Colorado Hockey. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam. And if you're new to all this, we have this little thing that we do where throughout the game, if a player scores a goal, we'll give you 10% off of a shirt that is their namesake. Now, this doesn't count for the big name shirt that has like 5, 6, 7, I forget how many names on it. This is for the shirts like the Dutchie, the Picks, the Vardy, the Landy, all of the player name shirts. But wait, there's even more fun to be had. Every single game, we have a contest where if you can pick the final score and who gets the game-winning goal, only Avs players counts. We don't support other teams winning. Then you get a free shirt. It's that simple. It's a really hard game, though. We challenge you to do it. We'd say you have a snowball's chance in hell, but 5-6 people won it last season, and you could be one of those people this season. Also, it's a whole lot of fun. Also, be sure to check out the Avs Twitter Psychic. Just put that hashtag in on Twitter, and you'll find a lot of people playing another cool game that we really like, too. It's awesome. You're awesome. Stay awesome.